Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Everyone loves a bargain, and increasingly we're happy to buy and sell stuff secondhand. eBay, Adverts and Vinted are cashing in on the surge in private selling, and now the delivery giant DPD is launching a network of parcel delivery and collection lockers all over the island. The company even aims to have 1,500 of these locker groups by 2028. They'll be going up against the likes of Oopod and OnPost, but is the demand there? Colin Kennedy is the managing director of DPD Pickup, which is the brand name being used for these lockers. Is that right?
That's correct. Indeed. Good morning, John.
And how will these lockers work, Colin?
Okay, so there's been a massive increase in and a change really of consumer purchasing habits over the last couple of years, particularly prevalent across Europe, and we're seeing that it's getting really more popular now, with the result that what we're seeing, for example, is last year there was around 22 billion parcels delivered across Europe, and 8 billion of those were actually delivered into what we call out-of-home locations. Mm. So out-of-home locations are places where consumers, as the name suggests, it's not their home. It's more convenient locations where people can get their parcel delivered, places like their corner shop, petrol stations, and now lockers.
Mm. And it's especially the case in continental Europe, where there's more apartment living than there is in Ireland. And so you think that that is the way forward in this country as well?
It is.
Yeah.
Because
how will it work? As in, when someone orders something, they specify to deliver it to a specific locker that you guys are going to install over the next few years. Is that it?
That's exactly what's going to happen. And you're also going to have, even for items that you've asked to be delivered to your home, sometimes that doesn't suit you, you know. So you might say, oh, I'm not going to be there tomorrow.
To sign for it.
Or you don't want it to be left in a safe place. So you say, I'd prefer to get it sent to a much more convenient location, safer location very often. And you can, in DPD's case, that means that you can, when we let you know in the morning that we're coming with your parcel, you can actually get it redirected
to a locker,
to one of the out-of-home locations.
And where will these lockers be put? Will they be in supermarkets, or where will they be put?
They're going to be in convenience stores, petrol forecourts, and they're really going to be everywhere. So as you say, we're going to have 1,500 of these locations across the island of Ireland.
Mm.
So they really
by 2028?
Yes, correct.
Starting in April this year,
by the end of this year, we'll have over 1,000 locations. So we're really going to ramp this up very quickly. Mm. So these locations are going to be very close to you, no matter where you are.
And what's in it for the consumer? I.e., do they pay less for a delivery charge to have it sent to a locker, or the same price as they would have paid to deliver to their home?
Very often it's less, okay? And the reason for that is because carriers like ourselves, we have to do less mileage in order to actually deliver big quantities to a single location instead of all over the country. So that cost reduction is passed on to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. What about the security element of it? Because sometimes you'll be delivering very precious things to people.
Mm-hmm.
How will you ensure that idiots don't prize open some of these lockers?
Well, we've a lot of experience in this. I know we're last to this trend in Ireland.
I mentioned two of the other companies that also provide the service.
In Ireland, it's not really a thing in Ireland, and it hasn't been a thing across Europe heretofore. We have about 150,000 locations currently across Europe,
mm-hmm.
and it isn't really a big part, or it's not a big factor of what happens.
Okay. In terms of the security, will there be CCTV watching these lockers?
There's CCTV, and they're always in very prevalent locations. So they're on forecourts of petrol stations, which are always heavily CCT covered,
mm-hmm.
as well as the convenience stores, as you say, as well.
Now, does this mean that there will be fewer vans clogging up the roads, delivering all these little bits and pieces?
Yeah, and that's the second thing, really. There's a really significant sustainability element to all of this. Because there's less vans on the road, that means that there's less emissions, and that's really important to us, and it is to the people who are driving this demand, the consumers.
Mm.
They really are a lot more concerned about how their parcels and how their purchases are impacting on the environment. So we'll see a significant decrease, like we have for the last number of years as a business. You probably evolved. DPD has become as prevalent now as is they're on the road everywhere that you see them nowadays, particularly since COVID. So we've grown over 100% probably in the last 6 years, while at the same time we've reduced our emissions by over 45% in real terms. So really significant impact on the environment.
Okay, and you're going to put it up to Unpost in that respect?
Yeah, well, we have similar, the both of us have similar emission reduction factors at the moment. So as we say ourselves, we are part of the problem. We're really conscious that we have to be part of the solution when it comes to helping the environment.
And so we should look out for these pickup red lockers from April onwards.
Yeah, DPD pickup red lockers.
Well, best of luck with it, Colin. That's Colin Kennedy, Managing Director of DPD Pickup. Back.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.